Cozy on the House, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home Show. If you're in the area and have a project you're contemplating, now'd be a great time to get on down here and take a look at all the new products and systems. Just buyer beware. That's all I got to say.
Well, just like anything else, just like going through the phone book, just like going through internet ads, just like typing in search engines. I mean, there's a bad egg every, you know, somewhere if you look hard enough. Hey, real quick before we get to the calls, I see you're bringing in the next one online. About a half hour left for the second drawing in the Dierks Bentley concert ticket. It is a performance he's coming into town to give to raise money for the families of the fallen 19 firefighters from the Granite Mountain Hotshots crew. Last call was June 30th for them. And if you have a home in Northern Arizona, and if you used a Rosie certified partner for your home, just send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And then in the body of the email, you have to let us know which Rosie partner you used. List them all if there's more than one. Hit send, and we'll be drawing our second winner. Now, we said we're making the rules up as we're going, and I was sitting here thinking on break.
Like everything else.
What if my name was Sanford Cohen? And I recently had Garage Floors and More do a whole epoxy coating in my garage. Do I qualify for that? Or does that name disqualify oneself from it?
Now you're traveling into gray
areas. Or if I was Steve Hosier and I recently had a new AC installed by Yavapai Plumbing, do I qualify? Or if I'm Tom Tabak and recently had some solar work done, do I disqualify myself? Or do those names qualify?
If you're not any one of those three named people and you own a home in Northern Arizona and you've used a Rosie on the House authorized certified contractor, email us your name at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be drawing. We were made aware of within hours of Dierks Bentley. I found out Dierks was doing this concert two ways. The promoter called us and said, Rosie, if you're interested, we'll make a suite available just for Rosie on the House. I said, yes, I'll take a suite. Boom, done. And like 5 minutes later, my mom, Baby K, calls, and she's good friends with Dierks's mom. And Baby K wanted to fill me in on the fact, hey, did you know Dierks was going, yeah, Mom, matter of fact, I already did know that. So we got it going on. We've got Dierks Bentley coming. He is a hometown boy, born and bred right here in Arizona. He's coming back to pay homage and honor to the fallen 19 Granite Mountain Hotshots. Let's get back to the phone, see how many calls we can move through here. Miss Diana is calling from Phoenix. We appreciate the opportunity, appreciate you listening. Let's see if we can help her in any way we can. Good morning, Miss Diana.
Hi, I really enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you.
I have a trailer in Central Arizona that I'm updating, and when I pulled the old stove out, the wood paneling behind the stove was scorched. And so I wanted to know what to put there so when I put a new unit in, it won't burn. And I've talked to several people, and they are clueless of what to put there.
Well, and Diana, you're in Central Phoenix?
I'm in Central Phoenix, but this is a vacation trailer in Central Arizona that I'm doing this in.
Okay, I tell you what I want you to do, Diana. I want you to get to one of the Arizona fireplace outlet stores, and they will sell a flame resistant sheeting material that you're going to install. It comes in like a sheet of plywood, and you cut it with a saw and you install it just like you would the paneling. It's going to be a little bit thicker than the paneling.
Uh-huh.
But I would bring photos of the installation. I'd bring photos if you can still photograph the scorched paneling. And I'd get to one of the Arizona fireplace locations and just visit with them about what's the thinnest fire retardant material you could put in there.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much, dear.
All right. Yes, ma'am. We appreciate the call. Let's see if we can get to Greg, also calling from Phoenix. Greg, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I got a kind of a specific and probably a general to throw at you. We're in the midst of purchasing a home, kind of at the tail end of that. And
great.
There's one construction feature that we're a little bit, nervous about. We haven't been able to get anybody out, and so we may just have to accept this. And And I'm going to ask you to speculate wildly and maybe give me worst-case scenario of what we're looking at. The issue is it's a two-story house, and when you get to the top of the stairs, you know, you've got a hallway there that looks to be kind of the majority of the load-bearing area. And then as you step off into a bedroom, there's a little bit of, there's this kind of a swale there, kind of a dip. It deflects about, I don't know, maybe half inch, three-quarters of an inch depth across the threshold of one of the bedrooms. And I'm assuming okay. the stringers or joists or whatever you call them run perpendicular to that point. Mm-hmm. And it's not so noticeable. They got carpet in there now. I'm thinking if we ever wanted to change that to wood or tile, we're probably going to have to, you know, pull up that deck and deal with whatever's happening underneath there. So I guess what I'm asking is, can you speculate for me what's likely or what possibly might be causing that, and what's in store for us to fix it, worst case scenario? Well, the general one is, I've got a thousand things I want to tackle here. Potentially wood floors, cabinets, you know, do we replace them or do we, you know, are there services out there that, we just want to kind of refinish them, that sort of thing. It's got a brick fireplace. Do we want to take that down and remodel it, et cetera, et cetera? So great. Without going through, 120 different contractors and evaluating all of these things, some of which, kind of dovetail into another project,
they
how
all
would you
do.
Recommend we go about having somebody evaluate the collection of these things that we want to take on?
Well, I'll start with the flooring first. I want you to go back and picture, if you could go back in time, when this house was being built. We frame up the bottom floor, and then we start laying plywood down on the ceiling joist of the first floor, which actually ends up being the floor joist of the second floor. And I'm up there, and it's kind of towards the end of the day, and I'm trying to get this done because my superintendent boss has told me we are going to start framing first thing in the morning, second floor. Everybody show up a few minutes early tomorrow so we can do the lifts and get the material up to where we need it. And so I'm trying to finish the subflooring, okay? And I'm like one sheet short of getting done. So I'm yelling down to the guys at the bottom who are already thinking about the soda pop break at the end of the day, and I'm saying, hey, throw me up that half sheet down there, throw me up that quarter sheet, throw me up that little piece up, and I'm piecing little pieces in. Plywood doesn't work well in little pieces, and I'll bet you dimes to donuts if we pulled that carpet back up, you would not see a full sheet of plywood. You would see where somebody just inset some little piece filling it in, thinking I'll put it in here about where this wall's going to be, that way it won't ever cause a problem. Now that's the worst case. The best case scenario is the prior owner has a hidden safe under there, and if you pull the carpet up and lift the panel up, you may find $1 billion in gold coins.
So you don't think it's those floor joists deflecting, sagging?
No, probably not.
If that was the case, you would see it in a whole lot more than right there.
You'd see it in the drywall ceiling below. I'm telling you that I'll bet you it is a small piece of plywood that just got pieced in. Plywood needs to be its full size to hold the shear strength to it to keep that from happening.
Okay.
So I don't think you have a lot to worry about that. If it isn't seriously bothering you, I'd probably just ignore it until it's time to replace that floor covering up there, and it could probably be addressed then.
Good.
Now, your bigger general question about how do you decide where to start and what to do next for the remodeling project, that's a much bigger question. As a courtesy to you, because you called Rosie on the house, I'll come out to your house. Let's visit point by point. I can coach you as to which one of the projects you're looking at can give you the highest return on investment, whether you're looking to save money on your electricity, drive the comfort of your house up, or increase the appraisal value of the house. And I will not do the remodeling project. I'm not coming out there to promote my company. I'll come out there to put my 40 years of remodeling experience at your disposal. I'll grant you up to a 1.5-hour visit. We'll be able to visit everything, and I'll just coach you through each and every step. I'm going to have my call screener get back in touch with you, get your phone number, and it's going to be much better for me to give you that advice as a thank you for being a listener to the show And you need to stay tuned to the show, because as you tackle all these projects, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of opportunity for us to help you in the future. Hey, I want to cover real quick. You know, this is the time of the show that we usually do a little Arizona staycation, which you can only register for at Rosie on the House, where you would win the use of a Sanderson Ford vehicle to take anywhere in the state of Arizona you want. I got one better for you here.
Oh?
I've got one better for you here.
Oh?
If you go to raffle.sechamber.com, it is the Springerville Eager Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Doing the ultimate White Mountain Getaway Raffle.
Oh.
The raffle tickets, the winner is going to win a one-acre lot in Alpine, Arizona. They are going to win a 2013 F-250 4x4 pickup truck.
Ooh.
And they're going to win a 40-foot Columbus fifth-wheel trailer. A lot, a truck, and a trailer. Huh? Now, is that the ultimate White Mountain getaway? Would that be a reason
you'd never come back
for a staycation? I would.
You got your truck, your trailer, and a lot. You go park and enjoy the mountains.
That's it. raffle.sechamber.com. And that's for the Springerville Eager Chamber of Commerce. A beautiful one-acre lot in Alpine and a 2013 Ford F-250 4x4 and a 40-foot fifth-wheel trailer. One winner will win all three things. So that's the ultimate White Mountain getaway. Hey, as far as the staycation, next Saturday they are going to have the unveiling of the Not-So-Gentle Tamer Centennial Statue at the Town of Prescott Valley Arts and Cultural Commission. Had pulled this off, and we were a part of raising the money to get this thing cast and put in place. If you're looking to find a reason to get up to Prescott Valley, get up there next weekend and be at the Prescott Valley Civic Center at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. While you're there, you can stay with one of our staycation partners up there, the Prescott Log Cabin and or Spring Hill Suites or Residence Inn. You can't miss with any of those three. Get up there, let them know Rosie sent you, and enjoy. Get in there and see the Phippen Art. Yeah, I never go to Prescott Valley without jumping in the Phippen Art Museum. When we get back, we'll be wrapping up hour three and taking Richard's call from Phoenix when we get back. Y'all hang on.